You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey.
Hey, 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 it's Friday, and you're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel, and I want to just bring you a little bit of what Friday has given me on today. Hope everybody is having a great Friday. You've come to a period in your week. Wherever your week is, whether it's just beginning or it's at the end, or you might be in the middle, wherever your week is, just know that this is a day that you most definitely have been given to celebrate. So I want to just drop something up in you. Whoa, it's Friday. Hey, I can say that. I do want to share a conversation that that's been roaming in my circle. When you are sexually incompatible with the person that you are dating or courting or married to, for that matter. It might be a little bit harder if you are already married to the person to have this conversation, but most definitely it is not impossible, because I know quite a few sex therapists, well, at least three. Shout out to my beautiful, beautiful sex therapist. Yes, I have my own dear friend, Jen, over there, sex therapist over there, and she is greatly, greatly amazing. But you have opportunity to work on it if you are married and this is an issue where you all are sexually incompatible. It's a challenge, but particularly for those of you all that are dating and those of you all that are courting, if you like to use the phrase or the method of getting to know someone as courting, if you're sexually incompatible with that individual, and how challenging that potentially could be if you've had your hopes on something much greater. And I say that because a lot of us go in and out of relationships and we pick up things. Imagine it like this. For example, you're going down the street, and as you're walking down the street, you're dragging your coat, or you're dragging your feet, or whatever. You know, you're picking up items as you go along. You're picking up dirt, you're picking up rocks, you're picking up germs, and then you bring those things inside your house, right? One of the reasons why I prefer to take off my shoes when I walk into a door, just to leave those things out, or leave those things at the door and not bring them into the house, right? I don't really want to create more dirt. I got enough dirt that I create on in the house. But I use that to say that there are a lot of us that have gone through relationships and we picked up things. We've picked up how we like to be caressed, how we like to be stroked, how we like to be touched, how we like to be tasted. There are a lot of things that we pick up and things that we don't like, right? There's things that we don't like that we've decided, yo, I don't want this. This is not how I like it. This is not what I want. And you go through your dating phase and you're trying to figure it out. You know, that is one of those behind the door moments, right? You've now figured out, okay, I can gel with this person, you know, at the dinner table. We have great conversation. We might even have the same trajectory when it comes to our finances. So we have something lined up, and then we get to the bedroom and the thing goes, yep. Something happens. Something just doesn't work out. It's either you want him to smack you more, you want him to call you a couple of more names while you're having sex, and he's not that type of person. Perhaps you want her to ride a little longer, or you may want her to, suck a little bit more, you know, maybe take a chance, you know, choke. Maybe perhaps your partner is not someone that, you know, really engages in couple sex. You know, maybe you're an individual that, hey, likes to bring in another person, because that makes it three, but just three, right? Or maybe five, shoot, I don't know. But maybe these are things that you have challenges with, and perhaps you learned them from prior relationships that you've been in, that you like those things. You like getting smacked on the ass and, you know, telling the person, you know, oh, hit me harder, you know, whereas your partner may not feel so inclined to do that. And they may not do it right away, readily, right? They may do what they like doing. And so they come in and do what they like doing, and you come in and do what you like doing. And then you all find out what we're doing, we may not like it at all. And so what do you do? Well, being that I am someone who believes that we all have our days where we will not be the most sexual superhero in our bedrooms, I believe there's an opportunity for communication and conversation about what it is you like. If you're somebody that is that likes verbal conversation in your sexual response, you know, your sexual acts, then, and your partner is not giving that to you, well, you are going to have sex a couple more times, and then you're going to realize they're not doing it. What do you do? Do you just let them go? Do you leave them? Do you say, you know what, I'm not about trying to teach old dogs new tricks. I'm out the dough, right? They didn't come in knowing how to bang out this pussy. I'm out the dough. They didn't come in knowing how to ride this ass. I'm out the dough. If those are the cases, right, you're not really giving the relationship the full length of what it's meant to get to know the person. And so although you struggle with being incompatible at the beginning, if you only decide to work in a conversation about that which you like, and you may have to explain. I know some of us don't want to really get into, you know, why we want somebody to spit in our mouth, right? That's like, oh my gosh, you want me to spit in your mouth? Yeah, but you want me to French kiss you, right? But you may not want to get into that. You may not want to say, hey, you know, I had this experience one time and damn, I think I liked it, right? I think Mikey likes it. You might not, but you may have to if you really want to see that person try to at least experience it. I like to tell the story about one of my, I don't want to say I like it, like I go around and be like, yo, this is what happened to me in this relationship. But I don't mind sharing it because it was an eye-opener for me when I learned that everybody has their own ideal or perception about a certain thing when you're being intimate. And during a particular time, my girlfriend and I, we were being intimate, and I attempted to hit it from the back. You know, now let me just say this: I used to watch an extensive amount of porn. I like porn. I had a couple brothers around, older brothers and younger brothers, but older brothers particularly, and friends. And so porn was something that I kind of lend my eyes to early on. I didn't actually start having sex until late, but I learned a lot of tricks from porn. And so my porn experience, I wanted to try some of this stuff. You know, I wanted to try. And of course, back then, in my days of starting, hitting it from the back was like what everybody was doing. And when I mean hitting it from the back, I don't mean anal sex, right? Now that's a new foreplay in games, although anal sex is also hitting it from the back, but I mean intercourse in the vaginal area. And so my girlfriend at the time, you know, I attempted, and she was like, nah, we ain't doing that. And I was like, whoa, why not? So, okay, we continue to do the missionary and the, what I call the L position and the other stuff. But I felt after the first time we did it, and then the second time I didn't try it, but I felt like I wanted to try it. I really, really wanted to try this, right? And I had done it with other girls, you know, other that I'd been with. And, you know, I enjoyed it, but I had never actually had the opportunity to try it with her. And I wanted to try it. You know, it sounds like I'm like trying ice cream or something like that. But I asked her, I said, you know, is there something that I'm missing? You know, what is it? And she tells me, you know, I really want to see your face. I want you to look at me. I feel disconnected if you are doing it, you know, from that position. And I said, wow, I didn't think about it that way. Okay, I can see where that, you know, it's like you're almost like a detached, right? And you feel like, you know, in her words, she felt like it was animalist. You know, it's like being animals. And I'm saying in my mind, well, we's the animals in the bed, right? No, but I was really empathetic to it because I really wanted to know. And I really wanted to please her. I really, really wanted to please her. I wanted to be the best. Like, I wanted to be the best thing that she could ever want and have at that moment and any other moment, right? I wanted her to think about me. You know, I wanted to think about me when she walk out the room and go to the bathroom, you know? So that was my thing. And I felt like I had more opportunity to engage, you know? And there's also another area of reaching inside during the back, you know, when you're hitting it from the back. So after we had that conversation, she asked me how did it make me feel, you know, and I said, you know, I totally understood. I never, you know, want to feel disconnected, especially during a moment of, you know, intimacy and, you know, sex. And so we also brought in a couple of other conversations as a result of that. The difference between, you know, being intimate, making love, you know, I had a, you know, this regimen of what making love was, what fucking was, and, you know, what we just, you know, we're going to do this, you know? And so I had these ideal definitions behind these terms. I still do, actually, but I don't think they really last as long when you just want to get it in. You know, sometimes it's a fuck. Sometimes it's, you know, making love to me was meaning that we were literally planning to make a baby. So that was my ideal, a thought behind it. And so as I learned what she liked, eventually she switched it up on me one day. One day she gave me the back. She gave me the back. Oh my gosh. And the day she did it, I'm going to tell you, it really changed everything for me in the bedroom. And it made me start to really understand how important communication was in the bedroom, because in that moment, I mean, not that we did it every time, all the time. I think we did it a lot of times after that because we enjoyed it. We both learned to enjoy it, but even though I still reverted back to some of my better positions, quite frankly, hidden from the back is not my better position. But that was something that I appreciated even more because she was willing to give that to me. So I say all of this and I share all this conversation with our listeners, because I want you to know that being sexually incompatible with your partner, if there is an opportunity, must be communicated. Now, granted, if they're just not meeting the size of your standard, or they're just not, you know, filling the ocean of your rowing motion, then those might be some other things, and those might be some other nuances. And again, I am a believer that intimacy really does happen long before you hit the bedroom. Well, long before you hit the sheets, the intimacy is already in place. And so all we're doing is really adding candles to the cake. In my mind, you know, that's the way I look at it. So I'm going to ask our listeners, if you are having a situation where you are dating someone, and again, if you're married, I think most definitely sex therapists are out there. You should go after them, follow them, because they know how to make some things magically appear. If you're not into flogging is like that key thing right now, flogging and other activities that engage sex, I think you should try it because there's some room for that space. There's a biblical term, that biblical instruction that's, you know, talks about the bedroom not being defiled. You know, obviously that's aligned with marriage. I believe marriage also comes in consummation. So there's a couple of quirky things going on over there that I won't delve into. But I will say that communication is essential if you're having these challenges. Give he or she an opportunity to try to become or to try to be that what you want, right? Everybody doesn't know how you like your grits. Everybody doesn't know how you like your eggs. And so they ask, would you like your eggs over easy? Would you like sugar in your grits? Please do not put sugar in your grits, Lord have mercy. Well, put sugar in your grits, but don't put salt. Don't put sugar in your, put sugar in your grits, put salt in your cream of wheat. No, one of those. But have a conversation. Talk about it. Give them an opportunity. Being sexually incompatible could be fixed if you want it. And if it doesn't work, then you tried. And don't be sexually frustrated, by all means. There's no good relationship that's sexually frustrated. This is the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel. Have a great one.
You've been listening to the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at the V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.